Well, you know, and that's a question, Dr. Hawkins. I see even in the spiritual world, people that seem to go in with integrity and honest, I say this with politics, it's like I would dare not go there because what seems to start as an altruistic and integrous vision, somehow when power steps in,
yes, the change. Fallen gurus are a myriad in number. You know, and there's temptations on each level. See, I just finished a book called Transcending the Level of Consciousness. Each level has its temptations. Eh? The spiritual ego is quick and ready, you know, to trade on vanity, having followers, proselytizing people, forming control over people. And we've got a drawer full of pathetic stories from people who've been captured and brainwashed by the cult, you know, adulation of the leader and all these various things. The traps are there. The traps are there. And control over others, adulation, money, fame. So it becomes like a celebrity game. And it isn't the guy, and it isn't that person. Because truth will find any channel it can work itself through to what it wants to communicate with. So this consciousness here just happened to be a happy collection of very early childhood spiritual experiences. And then you put that with a clinician and a medical education and a couple degrees and psychoanalysis and profound spiritual experiences. And you might say consciousness is put together. You know, if I had to construct somebody to try and explain things to, that's what I want, see? But then the radiance of the self, you know, in language people understand, the radiance of the self, you know, in Sanskrit, the Purusha, whatever you call it, the presence within, divinity immanent, see? Utilizes what is available around it. So it's got a mind that's highly educated, born with a good IQ, etc., and aligned with truth even before it became, you know, interested in spiritual truth. It was aligned with truth, period. You know, I was in love with Aristotle and Plato and Socrates. They were my heroes, you know, as a kid. So you pick somebody who's attracted to it anyway. And so the inspiration then was by divine gift, you know, by divine gift. And led to, like, a fixity of purpose. But, you know, I was born with that. So I was that way about religion. They had to take me for counseling, you know, because I was scrupulous. I started from scrupulosity. I lived in dread and fear of sin. Sin was like a spot, and God could see this spot. Oh, man, I lived in horror that my mind would have a sinful thought. And if anything went by in my mind that I thought might be a sinful thought, I had to run and confess it and do penance and all of those. The downside, I call it the gothic downside of Christianity, you know. Mm-hmm. Sin. Yeah, God Almighty, obsession with sin, avoiding